Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早安，弟兄姐妹。
Today's sermon is the seventh message in my series on the Holy Spirit.
那么今天是我第七次来跟大家分享有关圣灵的讯息。
Preparing these messages has been a profound learning experience for me.
那在我准备这些讲道信息的时候，对我来说是一个非常深刻的学习之旅。
However, the more I learn, the more I realize how much remains beyond my understanding of the Holy Spirit, and I have not sufficiently experienced His presence, His filling, and His empowerment in my life.
但呢，我学得越多呢，越明白说，其实我知道的越少，我没有真正的，真的是了解圣灵在我生命当中他的同在哈，他的充满，还有他能够在我生命当中所能够赋予我的能力。
Recently, I came across a book titled Awakening to the Holy Spirit, His Person, Presence, Power, and Purpose in Our Life by Dr. Kurt Nelson.
那么最近呢，我读到了一本书，书的名字叫做《唤醒对圣灵的认识：他的位格、同在、能力与在我们生命中的目的》。作者呢是Dr. Kurt Nelson 尼尔逊博士。
This 62 pages booklet is an accessible introduction for most Christians at an affordable price of only $4.99 on Amazon Kindle.
那么这本26页的小册子呢，内容是很浅显易懂的哈，而且很适合大多数的基督徒来阅读。而且呢，在这个 Amazon 的这个电子书上 Kindle 上面，价格也非常的实惠哦，只有4.99块。
One thing that caught my attention in this book was an endorsement by Gigi Graham, the eldest daughter of Billy and Ruth Graham, and this is what she said.
那么这本书上很引起我注意的一段呢，就是那个培里他夫妇的长女，她的吉吉的推荐语。那她这么说。
I have felt much of my adult Christian life that there has not been enough teaching on the Holy Spirit. As a child and all through boarding school, the Holy Spirit was referred to as the Holy Ghost. So I wasn't exactly drawn to him. Ghosts were not good. So why would I seek this kind of presence for my life?
那么，吉吉说呢，在我做基督成年的生活大部分时间里面呢，他都觉得说，关于圣灵的教导做得远远不够，因为在他的童年跟寄宿学校的生涯里面呢，圣灵这个字在英文被翻作 Holy Ghost，圣鬼。他说让我对他并没有好感。他说因为鬼给人的印象是很不好的哈。他说那我又怎么会渴望这样的灵会存在我的生命里呢？
Then, as I matured in faith and learned more about the Holy Spirit, I began to realize He, too, was a person, and this person of the Godhead was important and was given to all who believe in Jesus Christ for their benefit.
但是呢，他随着他的信仰逐渐成熟，那积极了解到对圣灵有了更多的认识。他意识到呢，圣灵是一位有位格的神，是三一真神当中的一位，而且呢，圣灵被赐给所有相信耶稣基督的人，是为了他们的益处。
This is exactly what Kurt Nelson has written about in his book. With great insight and simplicity, Kurt helped us understand who the Holy Spirit is, how to live our Christian life with a daily awareness of His presence and power.
那这正是作者尼尔逊博士在这本书中所要阐述的内容。他以深刻的见解跟非常简单的表达呢，帮助我们了解圣灵是谁，并教导我们如何在每天的基督徒生活中意识到圣灵的同在跟能力。
By the end of the book, the mystery is gone, and the reader becomes aware of the purpose of the Holy Spirit.
那么，当你读完了这本书呢，你的所有的迷惑就消失了。读者开始意识到圣灵内住的目的。
What is the meaning of the Holy Spirit indwelling?
那么到底圣灵内住的含义是什么意思呢？
In Romans 8:9, Paul reveals a startling fact. The Spirit of God dwells in you. The indwelling of the Holy Spirit is a requisite for becoming a Christian, which means that he is the essential person we need to become Christians.
那么在罗马书八章第九节里呢，保罗揭示了一个令人非常惊讶的事实，那就是神的灵住在你们里面，圣灵的内住是成为基督徒的必要条件。这意味着圣灵是我们成为基督徒所需要的一个必须的人物。
When Paul speaks of the Holy Spirit dwelling in you, he uses an intimate language. The word used is the root word for house.
那么当保罗提到圣灵内住在你们心里的时候，他是用一种非常亲密的语言。保罗使用的字呢，是房子这个字的字根。
He dwells within us is as intimate as a family living in the same house, just as God once dwelt in the tabernacle and the temple in the Old Testament time. So now God's Spirit dwells in our heart. 1 Corinthians 3:16, 6:19, and Ephesians 2:22.
那么圣灵亲密地居住在我们里面，就像是一家人住在一个房子里是一样的，好像旧约时代神曾经住在会幕跟圣殿里一样，现在神的灵也住在你们心里。大家可以从哥林多前书3:16、6:19以及以弗所书2:22找到相关的经文。
Now the reference to the Holy Spirit dwellingIn you, here is also a constant language. If you believe in Christ, the Holy Spirit will not come upon you or walk along with you as he did in the Old Testament. He lives in you forever.
那么我这里提到的圣灵住在你里面，它是一个永恒的字眼。如果你相信基督，圣灵就不再会像古代那样子，只是降临在你的身上，或者与你并肩同行，他会永远的住在你里面。
Simply put, the Holy Spirit is not a visitor, a vacationer, or a temporary tenant. He becomes a permanent resident in us. In fact, he becomes the resident host in us.
那么简单来说，内住的圣灵他并不是一位访客，也不是来我们家度假的人，更不是临时的一个来租房子的房客，他成为我们里面的永久居民。事实上呢，圣灵变成了我们里面的一个家主，常住在我们里面。
Most Christians are unaware and fail to fully grasp the profound truth that the Holy Spirit dwells within their body.
大多数的基督徒呢，并没有意识到，也没有完全理解到圣灵内住在他们身体里面的真正的深奥的这个真理。
The Bible tells us our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. This means the Holy Spirit doesn't simply visit occasionally; He resides in us permanently.
圣经上告诉我们说，我们的身体就是圣灵的殿。这代表着说，圣灵他不是偶尔才来拜访我们，他是永远居住在我们里面的。
But is he just a resident, or is he the president?
那么，但是圣灵他只是住在我们里面的房客呢，还是他是我们的主人，是总统？
Among those who understand the Holy Spirit indwelling, many merely view him as a passive resident.Rather than the active presence.
那么，即便是那些明白基督徒明白说有圣灵内住的道理的，他们当中也有很多人只是把圣灵当作一个被动的房客，而不是把它当成一个主动居首位的一个总统、一个领袖。
Last month we just have an election, and we're going to have a new president installed next month.
那么上个月我们刚刚进行了总统大选，那么下个月就有一个新总统要就任。
Do we realize we have a president inside us?
那么我们会依赖一个住在我们内心里面的总统吗？
When the Holy Spirit is treated merely as a resident, his role is reduced to becoming a silent observer rather than the authoritative guide and sovereign ruler.
那么如果你把圣灵只是当作一个房客的时候，他的角色呢，就会被降格成为一个沉默的旁观者，而不是拥有主权的引导者跟掌权者。
In such a case, Christians might live as though they have everything under control, but missing out the Spirit's wisdom, power, and his transformative work.
那么在这种情况下，基督徒可能会活得好像一切都在他的掌握之中，但却错过了圣灵的智慧、能力，还有圣灵改变生命的作工。
This failure to surrender to the Spirit's leadership will lead to the following serious consequences.
如果你不能够顺服于圣灵的领导呢，就会产生以下几种严重的后果。
Consequence number one, lack of life transformation.
那么第一个严重的后果就是你会缺乏生命的转变。
The Holy Spirit plays the vital role in transforming us into the likeness of Christ. If we fail to yield to his leadership, our spiritual growth will become stagnant and unable to fully live out God's purpose for our lives.
那么圣灵他的重要的责任之一呢，他的角色之一，就是将我们转变得越来越像基督的样式。如果我们不服从圣灵的领导，我们的灵命成长就会停滞不前，没有办法完全实现神在我们生命当中的旨意。
Consequence number two, ineffective evangelism.
那么严重后果的第二项呢，就是我们传福音没有果效。
Jesus told us we need the power of the Holy Spirit to bear witness for him and preach the gospel, Acts 1:8. If we put the Holy Spirit aside, we are relying solely on our own strength and effort, resulting in evangelism without power and effectiveness.
耶稣曾经说过，我们需要圣灵的能力来为他传福音做见证。如果我们把圣灵晾在一边呢，我们就是单靠自己的力量和努力来做，结果就是传福音没有能力和果效。Consequence
number three, defeat by sin.
那么后果的第三项就是我们会被罪性给击倒。The
Holy Spirit enables believers to overcome sin and live victoriously. Romans 8:13 say that by the Spirit we can put to death the deeds of the body. When the Spirit is not given the precedence in our life, we struggle with reoccurring sin and fail to experience the freedom and victory Christ promised.
圣灵能帮助我们胜过罪性，并且活出得胜的生命。罗马书3:13-18节教导我们，靠着圣灵能致死肉体的恶行。如果不让圣灵成为我们生命的主人，我们会不断地陷入最终无法经历基督允许给我们的得胜和自由。And
consequence number four, broken relationship with God.
那么第四项后果呢，就是我们与神的关系会断裂。The
Holy Spirit connects us to God the Father, Ephesians 2:18. Without this connection, our spiritual life becomes dry, aimless, and lifeless.
那么以弗所书2:18节告诉我们，圣灵将我们会与父神连结起来。 如果没有这种连结，我们的灵命就会变得枯燥、漫无目的、没有生气。
In Ephesians 5:18, the Apostle Paul exhorts the Ephesian believer with a command, and do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit.
在以弗所书五章十八节说，使徒保罗以命令的形式勉励以弗所的信徒说，不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
The faith be filled with the Spirit is a present plural passive imperative, meaning that God commands, not an option. You, me, and all believers to continuously go on be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那么被圣灵充满用的是一个现在式复数跟被动的命令。这意味着神的命令呢，不是你的选项而已。你我和所有的信徒都要持续不断地被圣灵充满。
It is a must. It is essential. It is constant. And we cannot do it ourselves. We have to, by faith, depend on the Holy Spirit to fill us up continuously to become full and to overflow.
那么这是我们必要的哈，至关重要的，而且还是一个不断进行式，不断的。所以，而且呢，我们没有办法靠自己做到，我们必须要凭着信心，不断的依靠圣灵这位神圣的位格，被他充满到满出来。
This filling or overflow of the Spirit is exactly what Jesus had in mind when he proclaimed in John chapter 7.Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them. By this, he meant the Spirit, whom those who believe in him were later to receive.
那么这种被圣灵充满以至于满溢出来的这种状况呢，正是耶稣刚刚在经节里所宣告的，信我的人，正如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。耶稣这话是指信他的人要受圣灵说的。
As A.W. Tozer said, the Spirit-filled life is not a special deluxe edition of Christianity. It is part and parcel of the total plan of God for His people.
那么正如著名的这个基督徒陶恕他所说的哈，圣灵充满的生活并不是一种特别或者是所谓豪华版的一个基督徒生活，而是原本神就为了他子民所设计的全盘计划当中的一部分。
There are only two New Testament authors who use the terminology filling of the Spiritin their writing, and these two persons is Luke and Paul.
那么新约圣经中呢，只有两处，就是路加跟保罗两位作者哦，在他们的写作当中使用了圣灵充满这个词。
They both choose the term filled to describe the Spirit's activity in believers. It conveys the idea the Holy Spirit occupied the believerto full capacity in an extraordinary way.
那么路加和保罗呢，用充满来形容基督，圣灵在基督徒里面的工作，表达了圣灵以一种非比寻常的方式呢，充分占据了信徒的所有的观念。
But Luke and Paul use two different Greek words to describe the Spirit's filling.
但是呢，路加跟保罗用了两个不同的希腊文字来描述圣灵的充满。
And it makes a whole lot of difference.
那么这两种呢是完全不同的概念。
Luke used the Greek word pamplemi. I don't know whether I pronounce it right or not. It's Greek, okay? In English, it's translated as filled by.
那么路加所用的希腊字呢pamplemi 在英语被翻译成被充满，是一个被动式。
But Paul used another Greek word, plagaro, translated as full of in English.
那个，但是保罗使用的另外一个希腊字呢，它在英文里面被翻译的是满有。
Now, okay.Let us watch a short video clip by David Paulson, He explained the difference between filled by the Spirit and full of the Spirit.
那么我等一下要放一段呢，大卫鲍森牧师他的讲解，让我们明白说被圣灵充满跟满有圣灵，他们到底是有什么样的区别。
It's short. It's only 2.5 minutes.
那么只有两分半钟。
如果一个教会要找领导同工的时候，会去找满有圣灵的人。人人都可以受圣灵的洗，被圣灵充满，但是只有一些人是满有圣灵。满有圣灵就是持续被圣灵充满，或者是行在圣灵里的人。我要帮助你了解这两者的差别。我对福音派说这些话，是因为福音派很容易把这两者混为一谈，期待每个声称被圣灵充满的人都满有圣灵。其实不是这样。为什么被圣灵充满不见得是满有圣灵？我举个例子来说明，这不能证明什么，我只是想打个比方。假设你拿一只锅子，里面装满了马铃薯，然后拿到水龙头下面盛水，目的是要煮马铃薯。你把水龙头打开，水很快的就从锅子里头满溢出来。但是锅子里满满都是水吗？不，锅子里的水可能不多，但是水却满了出来。了解我的意思吗？要让锅子里满满都是水，就要让水龙头一直开着，然后要把锅子里的马铃薯拿出来，然后你才能说锅子里满满都是水，因为里面没有别的东西。当我们刚刚信主的时候，可以立刻被圣灵充满，直到满溢出来。虽然我们的生命中还有许多需要对付和拿走的东西，但是我们是可以被圣灵充满，直到满溢。我们如果继续行在圣灵里，把其他杂质对付掉，还有拿走，就是朝着满有圣灵在前进，里面没有别的杂质。
Now this is the Chinese version. There's the English version of the same speech, but we're not going to play it. I have sent it to somebody I know cannot understand Chinese. So we're going to save time and skip the English version.
那么我刚刚放的只是大卫鲍森牧师他被翻译成中文的版本哦，他事实上还有英文版本。可是为了节省时间呢，我就把英文版本今天不放了，需要的话我会传给这个需要英文版本的人。
Hidden in the nuance between filled by the Spirit and full of the Spirit are some very important truth.
那么在满有被圣灵充满还有满有圣灵这两种区别当中呢，有很多非常重要的真理我们要明白。
I am listing some differences between the two in a comparison table in the next page.
那么我下一页里面呢，就把被圣灵充满跟满有圣灵的区别呢，用一个表格把它注记出来。
I would also like to recommend two free to read books on this subject for your further study, as time does not allow me to cover everything in today's sermon.
那我今天也想推荐两本免费阅读的书籍给大家，让你们能够进一步学习这个主题。因为今天讲到的时间有限，我没有办法涵盖所有的层面。
In fact, I'll send two books to you through the church WhatsApp group.
那么事实上我已经透过了我们教会的那个 WhatsApp 的这个对话群呢，把这两本书名分享给大家。
This is the two kind of feeling.
那么这就是两种圣灵充满的状态。
Filled by the Spirit and full of the Spirit.
其中一个是被圣灵充满，另一个是满有圣灵。
Or called special feeling and general feeling.
或者你可以说是特殊的充满，或是一般的充满。
For special feeling, okay, the special feeling of full of the Spirit is for service and proclamation of the gospel.
那么被圣灵充满，常常是在一个特殊的状况，是为了要去服侍或者是传福音。
Whereas the general feeling of full of the Spirit is for Christian growth in character.
但是满有圣灵呢，是为了要让基督徒他的品格能够成长。
Special feeling or filled by the Spirit is sovereignly given by God.
那么被圣灵充满呢，是突然之间呢由神主动的赐下来的。
Whereas, full of the Spirit or the general feeling is required of all believers and achieved full submission to the Holy Spirit.
但若要活在满有圣灵的这个状况下呢，信徒就必须要顺从，并且透过顺服来实现圣灵他在他上面的旨，在他生命中的旨意。
Special feeling is temporary and situational.
那么被圣灵在特殊情况下充满呢，通常是短暂，而且有特定的一个环境。
Whereas the general feeling full of the Spirit is continuous and progressive.
但在一般充满的状况呢，它是一个持续并且逐渐成熟的慢慢演进的过程。
The examples from filled by the Spirit is in this scripture which I list here.
那么这个被特殊圣灵充满的情况下呢，可以在下面这些经节，我写在列在上面，路加跟使徒行传当中都可以找到经文。
Whereas the general feeling or full of the Spirit is listed in these other scriptures.
那么，如果是指一般的满有圣灵的状况呢，你也可以在使徒行传跟以弗所书我所列的这些经节当中找到。
Okay, again.My sermon script will be sent to you through the church WhatsApp group, and you can save it for later review.
那同样的，我的今天讲到的这个内容呢，也会透过教会的 WhatsApp 的这个对话群呢，分享给大家，你们可以回去慢慢的看。
Well, the first book I want to recommend for you for further study is.A book called From Baptism of the Holy Spirit to Full of the Holy Spirit by Reverend Timothy Lin.
那么第一本我要推荐给大家的书呢，就是林道亮牧师他所写的《从灵洗到满有圣灵》。
It is available on the internet for your free reading, from this church chat in Chinese, this website.And the link is there in this at the bottom.
那么大家可以从网络上到找到这个刚刚我给大家的网络连接上找到免费的这个书的内容。
Now, in case you are not familiar with Reverend Timothy Lin, he is a highly respected pastor, theologian, and educator who made aProfound impact on church ministry and theological education.
对于大家如果不明白林道亮牧师的背景的话，我要跟大家介绍，他是一位极受尊敬的牧师、神学家和教育家，对教会事工和神学教育产生了很深远的影响。
Well, he passed away 15 years ago. He lived up to 98 years old.
他15年前过世，但他活到了90岁。
98 years old.
98岁。
He was president of several seminaries in China, Taiwan, and the USA.
那么他曾经担任过中国、台湾和美国多所神学院的院长。
He was one of the translators of the New American Standard English Bible.
那么他也是新美国标准版圣经、英文圣经的翻译者之一。
So he is.Really authoritative.
那他事实上是非常有成就的啊。
Now, I want to point out some highlight from Reverend Timothy Lin's book.
那我要把他这个书里面的几个亮点跟大家 说明一下。
Chapter 2, he talked about filled by the Spirit, and chapter 4, he talked about full of the Spirit.
他的书里的第二章谈到了圣灵的充满，第四章谈到了满有圣灵。
In chapter 2, he tells us the conditions for filled by the Holy Spirit.
在第二章圣灵的充满当中，他谈到了要被圣灵充满的条件。
And he listed three conditions.
他提出了三个条件。
One, you need to acknowledge filled by the Holy Spirit.
第一个呢，你必须要能够认知到被圣灵充满。
And secondly, you need to understand what it means.
然后呢，第二，你必须要了解这是什么意思。
And thirdly, you have to appropriate.
第三呢，就是你要去支取这个圣灵的能力。
Then in chapter 4, he talked about full of the Spirit.
那么第四章他就谈到了满有圣灵是什么意思。
And this is a section in chapter 4. Section, different section.
Oh, okay, 他是在不同的章节里面，第四章不同的节。
For example, he talked about full of the Spirit is gradual progressive.
他谈到呢，要满有圣灵是一个逐渐渐进的过程。
And there are things that need to be done by both the Holy Spirit and the believer to achieve that.
那么这个过程呢，必须透过圣灵跟这个信徒两者一起来完成。
For the Holy Spirit, he need to lead the believer to see their depravity.
那么对圣灵来说呢，他必须要让领导这个圣徒来看见自我他的败坏。
And lead the believer into the cross to the death of Christ.
那么圣灵呢也必须引导圣徒透过十字架来进入基督的死。
The death of Christ.
Yeah, 基督的死。
Okay. Yeah. And for the believers, What they need to do is they need to walk with the Spirit and be submissive.
那么对于这位信徒来说呢，他要履行满有圣灵的条件，当然第一个是他要顺服圣灵而行。
They should not grieve the Holy Spirit.
他们不能让圣灵担忧。
And they should not quench the Holy Spirit.
那么不要消灭圣灵的感动。
This is just an outline. The detail you have to read the book.
那么这只是简单的一个这个亮点，我给大家介绍，你一定要自己来看这本书。
Now the second book I want to recommend to you is Know the Holy Spirit by Pastor Patrick Shaw。
那么第二我要介绍的是舒颖智牧师他的一本书。
And here's the table of contents in his book。
那么这些是有关他书里面的章节，章节列在这里。
Again, you can look at it in detail. When I send the book to you.
那么大家也可以在收到我的这个讲章之后呢，自己来读这本书的内容。
Now, in case you don't know who is Pastor Patrick Shaw, he is very much like Reverend Timothy Lin.Also a highly respected pastor, theologian, and educator who has made significant impact in church ministry and theological education.
大家如果不认识舒颖智牧师的话，我在这里简单介绍一下，他跟林道亮牧师一样，是一位备受敬重的牧者、神学家跟教育家，在教会事工跟神学教育领域有很深远的影响。
Pastor Shaw completed his theological studies at several prestigious seminaries in the United States.
那么苏牧师呢，他在美国很多所出名的神学院完成了他的神学教育。
Upon returning to Hong Kong, he led a newly established branch church, which grew from approximately 150 people to a congregation of over 10,000 people today.
那么他回到了香港以后呢，带领一个新成立的分堂，从最早的150位会友呢，最后发展成了有10,000人的会众， 成为香港最大的会堂教会之一。
Which is a Yan Fook Evangelical Free Church, is the largest mega church in Hong Kong.
那么这个教会的名字叫做传道会恩福堂，是当时香港最大的教会之一。
Now, for the rest of today's sermon, I want to illustrate a life overflowing with the Holy Spirit by using the story of D.L. Moody.
那么最后我要用这个穆迪他的一生来说明被圣灵充满的一个经历跟真实的故事。
Dry Lyman Moody was born in 1837 in Northfield, Massachusetts, under very humble and difficult circumstances.
那么穆迪他是在1837年出生在马州诺斯菲尔德，当时他的家境环境是非常的卑微而且困难的。
He is the seventh of nine children in a family, and he lost his father at the age of four. And this tragedy left his mother to single-handedly raise her last family in grinding poverty, and Moody could only receive a fifth-grade education.
那么穆迪是家中九个孩子当中排行第七的，他在四岁的时候就丧父了。结果让他的母亲不得不一个人以单亲妈妈的身份呢，在极端贫困的环境下抚养九个孩子。由于生活艰难，穆迪他只能读到小学五年级。
At 17 years old, Moody faced the grim reality of unable to find a job. His uncle Sam Houghton took pity on him and offered him a job in his shoe store in Boston.But on the condition that Moody attend church and Sunday school, Moody agreed.
那么到了十七岁的时候呢，穆迪他面临了找不到工作的这个困难。他的舅舅呢，山姆霍顿，同情他，就同意让他到波士顿自己的鞋店里面工作，但条件是穆迪他必须参加教会跟主日学。那穆迪同意了。
One day, his Sunday school teacher visited him in the shoe store and shared the gospel with him. Moody accepted Christ.
有一天呢，他的主日学老师就到他的鞋店来拜访他，并跟他分享福音。穆迪呢，因此接受了福音。
When Moody applied for church membership, the examining committee of the church rejected him because he was unable to articulate his faith.Clearly, one member bluntly told him, "Young man, you can serve the Lord better by keeping quiet."
那么，可是呢，当他申请要加入教会的时候，教会里的审查委员会呢，因为他目的没有办法清楚表达自己的信仰，而拒绝了他。其中一位成员甚至跟他说：“年轻人，你最好安静，保持沉默，用这种方式侍奉神更合适。”
Despite the discouragement, Moody persisted and was admitted to church membership a year later.
那么尽管遭遇到这样的挫折呢，穆迪还是不断的努力，并且在一年以后呢，他获准加入了教会。
At 19 years old, Moody moved to Chicago and continued working in the shoe business. His passion for ministry grew, and he volunteered to teach Sunday school.
那么十九岁的时候，穆迪到了芝加哥，从事那个制鞋行业。但是他侍奉神的热情，不断的加增，并且自愿去主日学教学。
Well, he was told that they don't need any more Sunday school teacher. They have more teacher than students.
那么当时呢，可是穆迪呢被遭到拒绝。他们说，因为他们的老师的人数已经超过了学生的人数，在主日学里。
But Moody gathered children on the street and started his own Sunday school. God blessed his effort abundantly, Within 3 years, Moody Sunday School grown to 1,000 students, and they meet in an abandoned cellar.
但是呢，穆迪呢，他就自己上街哈，把那些流浪儿在街上的流浪儿童带回来，成立自己的主日学，然后神大大的祝福他的事工。三年里面呢，穆迪的学生主日学学生成长到了1000名，他们在一个当时被废弃的酒馆里面聚会。His
Sunday school ministry gained such a prominence that President Abraham Lincoln visited the school on November 25, 1860, to commend him.
那么当时他这个主日学的成就呢，甚至吸引了那时候的林肯总统。林肯总统呢，就在1860年11月25号，亲自到他的主日学拜访他，并且称赞他的工作。
Moody Sunday School eventually grew into a thriving church in Chicago.
那么穆迪所牧养的这个主日学呢，慢慢的就发展成为芝加哥的一个大型教会。Though
Moody was never ordained nor attended seminary, he was regarded as the church leader and pastor.
那么尽管穆迪从来没有接受过神学院的训练，也没有被安立为牧师，但当时所有人都把他视为他是教会的领袖。
Pivotal spiritual breakthrough came to Moody in
1871。那么，在1871年，穆迪在灵命上呢，他取得了关键性的突破。Two
devout women, Mrs. Cook and Mrs. Hawkshurst, regularly attend Moody's church services and always sat in the front row.
那么有两位当时信仰很虔诚的这个夫人了，一位是库克夫人，还有一位是霍克斯赫斯夫特夫人。他们经常来穆迪的教会参加聚会，而且总是坐在最前排。They
observed that Moody lacked power from the Holy Spirit in his preaching, despite his apparent success.
那这两位夫人呢观察到说，尽管穆迪表面上看起来侍奉很成功。 但他的讲道呢，却缺乏圣灵的能力。The
two women faithfully prayed for Moody to receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit, and they told Moody about their prayer for him.
那么他们这两位呢，就衷心的为穆迪祷告啊，求他被圣灵充满，得到圣灵，并且呢，告诉穆迪他们内心有这样的负担。
Okay, at first, Moody's reaction was dismissive. He didn't think he lacked the Holy Spirit's power. Considering his church is the largest in Chicago, his ministry was fruitful and had many conversions. Do I need power? He asked himself.
那么起初，穆迪他的反应是完全不以为然啊。他说：“我缺乏能力吗？”他说：“我带领的教会是芝加哥最大的，而且侍奉很有成果啊，带领了许多人归主。”他问自己说：“我真的需要能力吗？”
But after talking and praying with the two women, Moody began to agree with them and long for the power of the Holy Spirit.
但是在穆迪跟这两位女士交谈，并且一起祈祷之后呢，穆迪呢，他改变了，他开始渴望得着圣灵的能力。However,
before the flames of the Holy Spirit came down, a historic catastrophic fire came to the city of Chicago.
可是呢，在圣灵的火焰降下之前呢，芝加哥就发生了一场历史性的大火。Moody's
Church, his home, and the homes of many in his church were devastated in the Chicago fire.
那么穆迪的教会，穆迪自己的家，还有他很多会友的家，通通都在这场大火当中被摧毁。Everything
was gone with the fire.
所以一切尽毁于大火之中。The
Great Chicago Fire of 1871 was one for the record, not only for the United States, but perhaps in the world.
那么芝加哥大火之后呢，他就往东岸主持聚会，休息，并且要为这个筹募募款。
17,000 buildings were destroyed in that fire.
那么当时是美国一场非常大的灾难哦，因为有将近17,000座的建筑物毁于一旦。
And 200 million property damage was the cost.
那么当时财务的损失呢，高达2亿美元。
Now 200 million dollar 150 years ago is a huge amount. It's probably more than 10 times, probably 20 times today's dollar amount.
那么，但是150年前2亿美金到换算成今天的价值，可能甚至是10倍，甚至是100倍。
Because the Federal Reserve keep on printing money and diluting its purchasing power.
因为呢，我们的这个储备银行不断的在印钞票，然后把这个钞票溢注到我们的市场上。
Well, 50 years ago, I know people can purchase a single-family home here in North Potomac for $100,000 or less.
那么我知道，在50年前呢，大家可能以10万美元就在Potomac 买一栋这个独栋的房子。
Now, a single-family home in this neighborhood is selling for more than $1 million.
但到了今天呢，一栋独栋的房子在我们这个地区，可能都已经超过100万。
The value, the purchasing power, the money has gone down more than 90% in 50 years.
那么50年之间呢，你的购买能力就降下了。How many times?
What?
How
The
many?
purchasing power, the dollar has gone down more than 90%.
那个美元的购买能力呢，已经降了90%。
So you can imagine 150 years ago, $200 million is an astronomical figure.
那么你也就可以想象到，150年之前呢，2亿美元是个天文数字哦，换算成今天的币值的话。
Now, after the Great Chicago Fire, Moody traveled to the East Coast to lead meetings, to rest and to raise money to rebuild the burned down church.
那么芝加哥大火以后呢，穆迪就前往东岸这个主领聚会，并且在一个朋友家的休息，要为重建他的教会来募款。
However, the result of his fundraising effort in New York and the revival meeting he led in a church in Brooklyn left him deeply discouraged.
但是呢，他在纽约的募款工作，以及在布鲁克林一间教会里主持的兴奋布道会的结果，都让他感到非常沮丧。
One day, as he walked along Wall Street dejectedly, the Holy Spirit suddenly came upon him and filled him up.
有一天呢，当他沮丧的在华尔街行走的时候，忽然之间，圣灵就降临在了他身上，充满他。
Overwhelmed by God's love and power, he found himself compelled to plead with God to withhold his hand. Stop!
那么，由于这个，他深深的被神的灵跟能力所震撼、充满到后来他甚至受不了了，求神能够停住，不要再把圣灵跟能力降下来。
Moody even had to run to a friend's house, ask him to give him a private room where he could be alone to calm down and recover from this unexpected shock.
那穆迪呢，甚至跑到了他的一个朋友家里，说可不可以给他一个私人房间，因为他需要独自一个人冷静下来，从他刚刚所经历的这个意外的震惊当中，能够恢复过来。
Moody rarely spoke about the detail of his 1871 experience, as he considered deeply personal and sacred.
那穆迪本人呢，很少去提到他在1871年所经历的这件事的细节。因为他认为这是一个个人，而且非常私密、神圣的事情。
After he calmed down, Moody returned to the Brooklyn Church to continue leading the revival meetings there with newfound spiritual power. Hundreds came to faith in Christ, and the revival spread to other churches as well.
那么平静下来之后呢, 穆迪就回到了布鲁克林, 带着前所未有的圣灵的能力, 主领那里的兴奋布道会。 数以百计的人归向基督, 而且这个复兴的火焰呢, 还开始逐渐传播到了其他的教会。
Empowered by the Holy Spirit, Moody launched evangelistic campaign overseas, touching countless lives across Europe and Americas.
那么在圣灵赋予的这个能力之下呢, 穆迪他就展开了海外的福音布道, 影响了当时的, 欧洲跟美洲无数的人。
According to conservative estimates, Moody preached the gospel to 100 million people during his lifetime.
那么根据保守的估计呢, 穆迪一生把福音至少传播给了一亿的人。
This is an astonishing number because the US population at the year Moody died was only 76 million, and this is less than 100 million people. And at that same year, in 1899, China has only 400 million people.
那么这个数字是非常惊人的，因为在穆迪去世的时那一年呢，也就是1899年，美国只有7600万人，还不到一亿人，而当时中国整个的人口也只有4亿。
It is even more amazing when you consider that during Moody's lifetime, there was no radio, television, airplane, automobile, or even a PA system like what we have.
但更让人感到惊讶的是呢，当时在穆迪的这个生命当中，那个时候还没有广播电视、飞机、汽车，甚至还没有公共广播节目的诞生。
Most amazingly, Moody only had a fifth grade education, had never gone to seminary, and was never ordained as a pastor.
但是更令人感到意外的、惊讶的是，穆迪只有小学五年级的这个教育程度，从来没有进过神学院，也没有被按立为牧师。
The child who was once considered good for nothing and without a future turned out to be one of the greatest evangelists in history, all because he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
那么这个曾经被大家认为是一无是处、没有前途的孩子呢，却因为圣灵的充满，竟然变成了历史上最伟大的福音使者之一。
May the story of Moody encourage us to sit a closer walk with the Holy Spirit and become filled with the Holy Spirit as well.
那么我但愿呢，今天我分享的这个穆迪的故事，能够鼓励我们每一个人寻求与圣灵更亲密的同行，并被圣灵充满。In
ending today's sermon, I would like to conclude today's message with a song based on a poem written by William Cowper, titled Empty Hands.
那么在结束今天这个信息的时候，我想分享一首由威廉·考伯他的诗所改编的歌曲，叫做《空空双手》，作为今天的一个总结。This
song beautifully reflects Moody's situation and feeling as he walked along Wall Street, disheartened by the discouraging result of his revival meeting in Brooklyn, New York, and his unsuccessful fundraising effort to rebuild the church in Chicago after the Great Fire.
那么这首歌呢，以非常优美的这个诗的形式描绘了穆迪当时的心境。他在纽约布鲁克林的兴奋会布道会以后效果很差，然后呢，他为了重建芝加哥大火后的教会呢，他要募款也很不顺利。 然后他正垂头丧气地走在华尔街上。
In that devastating fire in Chicago, Moody lost everything except his Bible and the life of his family.
那么在1871年那场毁灭性的芝加哥大火灾中呢，穆迪失去了一切，唯有他的圣经跟家人的性命得以保存。
Yet, in that moment of despair, God opened the heaven and poured out his greatest treasure, the Holy Spirit, upon Moody, empowering him with a divine strength for evangelism that eventually led millions to Christ.
那么，然而就是在穆迪最沮丧的时刻呢，神呢从天上倾倒了他最宝贵的礼物，也就是圣灵下来，充满了穆迪，并且赋予他传福音的能力，最终带领了千万人归向基督。
Now here's the lyric of the song, but because of time, I'm not going to read it.
那么这个是歌词的内容，因为时间我就不一句一句的读了。
But I will play the song.And after that, Mrs. Hall will lead us in a response song.
那么我会把这首歌放一遍给大家听。等一下，我们的回应诗歌呢，师母也会带领我们唱这首歌。
One by one, he took them from me. All the things I valued more.Empty-handed, every glittering toy was lost, and I walked Earth's highway grieving in my rags and poverty, till I heard his voice inviting. Lift your empty hands to me, till I heard his voice inviting. Lift your empty hands to me. So I turned my hands toward heaven, and he filled them with a store. Not for his riches.